Yeah, welcome back to the D2 here in the Hardcore. This place is absolutely buzzing tonight ahead of the All-Ireland final. It is jam tight with Donegal supporters. I tell you what, we're going to have a special visitor for you, hopefully in the next 5 minutes. We'll tell you about it in a few moments. Now, Roisin McCafferty from Termon is here, and she thought she was being very, very smart and getting Aoife McDonald, who's home from Australia, to say a few words. So, Aoife, before you talk to Brendan, I'll talk to Roisin. How does that sound? Aoife's back from Australia. Roisin, how you doing? My old club mate.
Doing mighty, Roisin.
You're doing mighty. Listen, you're having a good weekend in Dublin. It's building up nicely for tomorrow.
Hey, we're setting up nicely, but Aoife McDonald's over there. She's the 2010 All-Ireland captain who lifted. And we were in here after the All-Ireland. And do you know what? That's not all you want to be chatting to, not me, Roisin.
No, I want your prediction for tomorrow, Roisin. Because you're not getting away that handy.
Donegal by four.
Okay. Are you confident? You are by the sounds of it.
Easy, no bother at all.
Oh, good stuff. Roisin McCaff from the Great Wee Club. That is Termon, CLG and Charman. Aoife McDonald's back from Australia. Brendan, an All-Ireland winning captain.
Joe, how am I? Yeah, Aoife, Joe. Stop. Come on. Keep the killer there, brother. Keep it together. Aoife, all the way from Australia. Former All-Ireland winning captain. And is this one of your teammates? Tracy. Listen. Two Donegal stalwarts here. Give him a round of applause. Champions. Kers, listen. What a trip you've made back for Donegal. I mean, legendary stuff. Have you got a ticket? Yeah?
Yeah, I do have a ticket. Tracy, you've your ticket for a while.
I've my ticket since April. I knew that they were going to get there. So, yeah.
I got confidence. Did you put a bet on them?
No bets, but yeah. I knew that this year would be a good year. And I had my holiday booked already a year ago last year. Yeah.
Very smart. Lady, tell me, from your own time playing, you had great success with Donegal. The pride of wearing a jersey, what was it like?
It was amazing. I mean, like, even walking in here today and this happening, thank you, Roisin McCafferty. But it just goes to show you, like, all those years playing, it's really all the connections that you make and the big days out and the tough times. But yeah, we've had some great times as well. So yeah, it's great pride and great buzz around the place.
Yeah, and the evolution of football, ladies football, the LGFA is getting stronger and stronger. And you know, no more my sister Maria, you know, expiring the next generations. And it's just fantastic to see how football has changed, because when you looked at Donegal back in 92, you know, it was almost a man at the game. Now it's almost a family. And of course, loads of wee girls have got to emulate the likes of yourself.
Yeah, like, I think ladies football has given us so many opportunities. Like, even though, like myself and Aoife would always be, we actually play together in Melbourne for the same club, and we just won the championship together.
Uh-huh.
But so
who's the messiest in a night out?
The messiest? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. But we always be talking about Donegal at training and all, and like be seeing how everyone's getting on at home. And yeah, we always be looking at like the new girls coming along and who's the new stars coming. Yeah, so we're always. Yeah,
I'm having been to Melbourne and spent a few weeks there. I'm not jealous at all. What a city, what a place to be. But what's it like out there looking back at Donegal? Does it give you more pride? Are you more excited in some ways of your roots?
Yeah, I think you are. Like, when you're away, it's just, you want to keep that connection. And I mean, that's the lovely thing about being away and having, like, say, like the trades, when you're playing football and you have those connections over there. But yeah, days like this then are even more special. I mean, when you're willing to jump on a plane and go 24 hours to come to a football match, I think it says something.
Yeah, it says a lot. Tomorrow, what's your thoughts? Do you think that we're aging a little bit squad-wise, or is there a fear that Kerry are a different proposition to the last three Division 2 teams we've played?
No, I think that Donegal have a far better overall team, and like obviously Kerry have a few good forwards, but yeah, we definitely have such a strong bench as well to come on, so no.
We have the great Donegal support. You have just come off a plane, you haven't even got a wee booze yet. I had to fight with you to keep you up on stage. That's definitely a Donegal woman.
Exactly, yeah, we're tough.
And tomorrow, what's your feelings? Is it, are you confident, or are you thinking this is a different test for Donegal?
I think it's a different test, but I reckon Donegal will be able to get over the line with it. Like, I mean, the depth in the panel at the moment, it's incredible. And, you know, yeah, I actually think they're going to come away with the win.
Yes, by how many points?
I reckon it's going to be close. I'd say 2 points.
2 points?
5.
Well, 5 points. I like this one. And this woman booked her holidays and her hotels and her life around the All-Ireland final. She knows what happened. I trust her. Oisin, I trust you as well. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Brendan. I was going to call him Greg because I got Greg Hughes beside me. Greg, of course, is natively a South Donegal man from Lahey. We've met Greg part of the team tonight, or this weekend, sorry. Greg, you have a big show coming up tomorrow as the Road to Croker continues in association with Highland Motors. We're in the north side of the city. And as I said earlier, it's a bit like the ticket thing going on at the minute. Some people are going to be delighted and some people are going to be disappointed. Tell us more.
Yeah, we had a massive reaction to the whole brunch tomorrow. Bonington sold out. Not even walk-ups, unfortunately, but we're going to have a fantastic show live from 11 o'clock, running to 1 a.m. or 1 p.m., sorry.
Then if we won, we'll go to 1 a.m. How does that sound?
I'll see if I get permission. We'll run to 1 p.m., then we're going to walk down to Croke Park, have a massive amount of crap. We're going to win. I agree with the lady there. Plus five, that's what I'd be betting on. But what I'm very excited about is South Donegal, okay? Because we hear an awful lot about Letterkenny in a show, but we don't hear as much about the big clubs. The clubs that have beaten Termon for years, the likes of your Neve Breeges, your Aruas, or am I even going to throw Kinloch in there? I don't even know why I'm doing that, right? I've got Owen McGargle here from Neve Breeges, star player. Owen, discuss...
Thanks for that.
That's some build up, isn't it?
He's left me speechless now with that, Greg. Genie, man.
You know what we'll do? Move over this way, Owen, because we're getting a bit of feedback. I'm on a paper side, mate. This is Owen McGarrigle, the whole way from the mighty club of Neve Breeges.
Yes,
Ballantrae, Ballantrae. And we do a bit for South Donegal. When the Mount Charles people was over there, we give them a t-shirt.
I didn't hear St. Noel's yet. Have they been speaking?
Yeah, Mount Charles and Noel's people were over there. Anyway, sorry, Owen, we're going to end up in a... Owen, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Look, I think everybody's concentrating on Clifford, and if we just stop the ball going into him, we'll not be far away. I think 4 or 5 points. We concentrate on O'Shea and Paddy Clifford, David Clifford. If he scores 1-6, 1-8, happy days. We'll still outscore them.
Yeah. How enjoyable has this year been for you watching football?
Oh, geez, it's been brilliant. Now, I missed the quarter-final against Monaghan. I was actually in London at Zach Bryan. But we were in an Irish bar and it was good crack. But this year's been great following the boys everywhere, to the Hides, even down to Clarny, everywhere. Like, it's been brilliant. It's been a good year, so hopefully we can top it off now, tomorrow.
Can we talk a little bit about the South Donegal influence on some of our big wins, okay? I'm thinking Arua, our own club, Neve Breeze, they threw up some big county stars as well. Back in 1992, 2012. Owen, talk a bit more about how brilliant South Donegal is.
South Donegal is brilliant. And our own club, Neve Breeze, brilliant. Look, you have Matt Gallagher, you have David Walsh.
Matt Gallagher!
So we've had our own All-Ireland winners in the club. So look, it was great to have our neighbours sitting all. They have three in the panel, so it's great. It's nice to see Sam come back now to South Donegal, and we'll celebrate with our local clubs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ty, well done, Ty, because that's the best advertisement for South Donegal we've had all night. Everyone, McGarrigle, a round of applause and great cues. Of course, who is on tomorrow, live from the Bonington, and I'm just taking a look. Back to Brendan.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. There's a wee place outside Letterkenny called Termon. Yeah, you know, you might. Oisin's going to give in. Here's Ulster.
Joe, put me back on. Hang on a sec. Many thanks to Kieran Kelly, who's just brought in this, the Anglo South Cup. We've got a special visitor. We had it, of course, on Monday at our show in the Clannery, and it's on tour in Dublin. And you know what would look pretty, pretty nice with us? The Sam Maguire sitting alongside it. So I'll tell you what, thanks to Kieran for bringing it in. We'll bring it up here between these two boys. They can hold on to it. Here, Paddy, get your hand on that.
Two hardy boys, this, by the way. I don't know what you're feeding these boys, Termon boys.
Aye, listen, I don't want to be biased here. I'll let you check.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm a unions man talking to two men from the McBurton
Road. We're not biased. Paddy, you've been on the round this squad. You know what it takes. What is the vibe in the background here with Jimmy and the preparation that's going on?
Well, listen, we all know Jimmy took it to a different level. Like, from over there, Bryn, you know, they really ramped it up. So, listen, we're just hoping tomorrow the boys can get over the line and get there, and you know, it'd be a big, big week for Donegal if we can get another title back down the road again.
Yeah, yeah. And Paddy, listen, you're invested in the GAA, businessman and chairman, and of course, Andy Letterkenny. The buzz about the town, the flags are flying. It's such a great time to be a Donegal fan.
Big time. I don't know, like, you know, 2014 is a long time ago now, but it seems this time that there are more flags than ever. You know, you forget what it was like the last time, but the buzz seems massive this time, and hopefully now they can get over the line.
And is it just the creatine that Charity here's on?
He's in good shape, isn't he?
I tell you what, boys, look at this man here. I tell you, mighty shape. We could stick him on cornerback tomorrow. Charity, listen, the bulls is about, lad. Donegal, we're flying it. The crazy scenes here tonight, it's amazing to see.
That's great to see, and it's great buzz within the county all week. Like, you know, hard times going around the county, and some, you know, it's some families getting a tight, but it's great to see the buzz and the loft that the GAA has given the whole of the community of Donegal. Like, it's absolutely fantastic.
And listen, your family not getting too tight, they're on the premium level. Like, I can tell they look at you.
Oh, it's all just top coats tomorrow, sure, why not?
You'll be well looked after. Tell me, Judy, just from your playing days, the admiration for these Donegal boys, you're in good nick yourself, I can tell by holding on you. But the fitness and the strength, the athleticism of Donegal, what it takes to get there. These lads have just dedicated themselves to this All-Ireland tilt.
I wanted a wee bit too well now, Bryn. But anyway, no, the physique, the physiology, this pace of the game, you know, from how I played, like, you know, yourself, you know, it's absolutely phenomenal. The dedication that the players put on, like, at the county level, and even at players at club level that they put on now, that is crazy, like, and they don't really get much appreciation as they truly deserve. It's absolutely fantastic. The buy-in that all the county players is doing, and even the club players is doing to promote the game within Donegal, it's unreal. But the new rules is making some job at.
Yeah, it's some job. Paddy, we think back to last year, the ball was thrown in, the game went into an anti-climax. It was keep ball. That can't happen tomorrow, you know. There will be passages of possession, but we've got a rip-roaring encounter. So everybody not only is up here for the buzz, we're going to be treating to an unbelievable final.
Hopefully, Donegal and Kerry are the two best teams this year. It mightn't be a classic. We'll be happy if we go down by one and by a point, but I think it's going to go Donegal's way, and hopefully, you know, a lot depends if we can get the ball enough ball to Murphy. Murphy does the damage. They might be talking about David Clifford tomorrow evening.
Who's your man of the match for tomorrow? What's your prediction?
Michael Murphy.
Cherry, what do you think, big guy?
Jesus, now, boys, I'll be very worried with Paddy McDade with that cup. He's telling me it's worth 50 euro scrap metal that I can skip here. I'll get off him fairly quick. But anyway, I'm feeling it's a very, very tight game, very close game, but I feel that Donegal's going to nick it with a 69th minute winner.
Yeah, 69th minute winner. There you have it. Donegal for Sam, Terman for the championship. Back to you, Oisin.
All right, Brendan. So we'll get the Anglo-Sel Cup. We're hoping to get Sam. Paddy's predicting Michael Murphy to be man of the match. What about Michael Murphy for player of the year? What about Finbar Rodney for young player of the year? We're nearly there, fingers crossed. Kieran Kelly up beside me. But first, before we wrap the show up, I have to thank Kieran for coming over. We also have our chairperson, Mary Coughlin, here, and Mary Kelly as well, that brought the Anglo-Sel Cup. This is what it's all about, Kieran. A packed house in the D2. Donegal fans together looking forward to North Ireland.
We've waited so long for this, guys. We have waited so long to see crowds like this back in Dublin on All-Ireland Finals Saturday night. It's all about the people of Donegal. The fantastic support that you have provided this team over... When we think that we've played 18 games and we're not even on week 30 of the year, the support that you have shown to everybody has been nothing short of fantastic. And we're forever grateful for that. Let's get the roar behind the team tomorrow and be the fucking 16th man out there. And let's make sure that we bring the boy with the two big lugs down the road tomorrow evening.
Okay. Many thanks for joining us, Kieran, tonight. And thanks for bringing the cup. Before we wrap up the show, Chairperson Mary Coughlin is also here. Mary, how are you doing? Mary, it's been an absolutely chaotic, I think it's the best way to describe it, 2 weeks in the lead up to this. But now you have time to enjoy this and let your hair down and embrace this fantastic occasion, which doesn't come along very often.
It was absolutely organised. It was smooth. No, seriously, it's been wonderful. There's a lot of people here, I'm looking around, that are secondaries and members of clubs, and they've had a really difficult time. And as I said in Donegal Town last week, everybody here is a volunteer. And that is why we're the biggest voluntary organisation in the world. Well done to everybody. I appreciate it's been tough. Everybody's enjoying the occasion. Hopefully we will have greater enjoyment. But at the end of the day, the work's done. And all we need now is a little bit of lady luck. And hopefully we will have that opportunity to bring Sam back. Feel much better in Donegal.
We're hoping Sam comes, so we are. But listen, the journey that this team has been on, and the group under Jim McGuinness, and the journey this county has been on, has been just immense, particularly this year in 2025. And listen, I don't want to be negative, even if it doesn't come our way, we've had some fantastic memories this year.
We have created memories. There's a lot of people here the same age as myself, and we remember 92. I remember being here in 92. This place wasn't here. We were stuck in a corner, took 3 hours to go out to go to the toilet and come back. It took 3 days to come home. So, look, at things have changed in life. We are here to create memories for other people who haven't had that opportunity. And you're right, it's been a great journey. We have done so much. The lads have been fantastic. All of the clubs have been wonderful. Hopefully everybody will enjoy the occasion and that we'll have that opportunity to celebrate. We've put in the work now. One thing to be done. Finish the job.
Mary, thanks for everything this week and the best of luck to you and your team over the weekend. Round of applause, your chairperson of Donegal GAA, Mary Coughlin. Listen, we've had an absolutely amazing evening. One man to talk to, Stephen McKell. Come on round, you've been waiting in the background, Stephen. Me and this man partied in here back in 2012. You were partying in the hard court a long time before I ever came here. But again, it's brilliant to be here, and there's so many Donegal people under the one roof, and the energy and the atmosphere is just, it's fantastic here this evening, Stephen.
It's brilliant, Oisín, and people have travelled to all the games, supported the team all the way, and it's a credit to everybody. And a lot of tragedy throughout the county at different times this year, and it's a great boost, it's a great lift for the community. I suppose I had the privilege of 92 and 2012 of having the Sam Maguire, looking after the affairs of it, and I hope to God we'll be doing the same next week.
Yeah. What's going to happen tomorrow, in your expert opinion, Stephen?
Look, somebody met me in Cavan today and they said, what an experience we had for the last while. What has been created by Jim and his team. Whatever happens tomorrow, we have to be proud of everything they've done for us.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for joining us up here on the stage. Right, that's almost it for tonight from our broadcast here from the D2. Thanks to the main man, Brendan Devaney. Also to the Highland team, Sean Quinn, Kareen Temple, Anya Sweeney and Greg Hughes are here. Joe Dex, who's on sound, Afric's helped us out, and of course all our Highland guys, Brendan Kilcoyne, John Gilday, and anybody who contributed.
What about the amazing Oisín Kelly?
I was hoping to turn that mic off. But anyway, thanks to the Highland team and everybody who contributed. And it is absolutely amazing to see so many Donegal people in here tonight who are so proud and passionate of their county and are hoping that our boys can get over the line. One more game. It's just one more game. And I'll tell you what. What about one more cheer for Jim McGuinness and Donegal? Yeah. Are we bringing Sam back tomorrow? One more tune from the Duck Street Jam Band. Take it away, lads. Good luck tomorrow in the All-Ireland Final.
He comes from Glitty Man. He's winning plenty, man. He's won more medals than an Hungry and a China man. We're beating Kerry man, we're beating Derry man, we're beating everyone we're meeting in the final, man. His destiny is not just written in the sand. He not a plan, he a lucky, lucky man. Oh, Jimmy winning matches. Jimmy's winning game. Jimmy's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again. You! Oh, Jimmy's winning matches.
Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy's bringing Tommy back to Donegal again. He's not from Senegal, he come from Donegal. And if you want a mighty player, Jimmy got him on. He got McFadden man, and he got Murphy man. He got McHugh, he got McBertie, he got Lacey man. His destiny is not just written in the sand. He's got a plan, he's no lucky, lucky man. Oh, Jimmy's winning matches, Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again. Yeah, hammer! Oh, Jimmy's winning matches, Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again. His destiny is not just written in the sand. He's got a plan, he's no lucky, lucky man. Oh, Jimmy's winning matches, Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again. Oh, Jimmy's winning matches, Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy's bringing Sammy back to Donegal.
One more time, everybody, let's hear it.
Oh, Jimmy's winning matches, Jimmy's winning games. He's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again. He's bringing Sammy back to Donegal again. He's bringing Sam back to Donegal.
One more time.